With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. The Montana Mining Association is asking the state Supreme Court to void a proposed ballot initiative requiring officials to deny mining permits unless the proposed mines would not require perpetual environmental cleanup. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Mining Association filed the petition last Friday. It says that because the current language of I-186 would change law immediately if voters approved it this November and should not be allowed on the ballot unless changes are made. Tammy Johnson is the executive director of the Montana Mining Association.
Montana law requires that if an initiative requires rulemaking, it cannot be effective sooner than October 1 following approval.
Johnson says that the petition filed by the association asks that the effective date included in I-186 be changed to at least October of 2018. The Mining Association is requesting the court to stop I-186's signature gathering while this issue is sorted out, which could complicate supporters' efforts to collect the more than 25,000 signatures needed to put it on the ballot. Those signatures are due in late June. Supporters of the ballot initiative say it will protect taxpayers from paying for environmental cleanup of mining. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Top EPA officials were in Butte today to explain details of the proposed Superfund cleanup that was agreed to in January and to get feedback from locals. Nora Sachs reports.
More than 100 people came to Montana Tech's library auditorium in the middle of the day to hear about the agreement, which covers a large chunk of the land and water on the Butte Hill. Those plans have been under wraps for over a decade, but not anymore. A federal judge lifted the gag order on the conceptual agreement last week. Regional EPA Administrator Doug Benevento told the crowd the parties responsible for the cleanup are now free to share it with the public.
You should not hear when we're talking about this agreement, you should never hear from us. We can't talk about that because there's a confidentiality order when it comes to the agreement. What you may hear is we don't know yet. What you may hear is we're working on that and we can give you our thoughts around it.
There are four cornerstones of the proposed cleanup. One, remove more than 1 million cubic yards of mine tailings from along the Silverbow Creek and Blacktail Creek corridors. Two, build an extensive system to catch stormwater runoff at the base of the Butte Hill and drop out dirty sediments. Three, evaluate and clean up dozens of unreclaimed or under-reclaimed old mining sites on the Butte Hill.
The community's not paying for it. Y'all ain't paying for it. ARCO is funding the cleanup, one that is protective of human health and the environment, and one that allows you all to shape the future you want for your community. So we're taking comment with that spirit in mind.
The EPA has set the goal to have a consent decree or final agreement signed by the end of 2018 and to start cleanup work next spring. John Sorich, a Silverbow County commissioner, wondered how realistic EPA's timeline is.
You know, I'm not being negative, but it seems like we've had a lot of dates come and a lot of dates go, a lot of dates come and go over the years, and it just seems hopefully we can get it as close to that as possible. What kind of insurances do we have?
Benevento responded that if the parties can't come to a final agreement, the EPA has the option to issue an administrative order. EPA officials will be holding availability sessions in Butte over the coming weeks to go further into the technical aspects of Butte's proposed Superfund cleanup and gather more public input. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Southwestern Montana remains a hot spot for potential flooding. Yellowstone Public Radio's Steve Shadley reports.
Floodwaters are easing on the Clark Fork River in Missoula County, and the Yellowstone River in Billings did not reach the major flood stage as forecasters anticipated late last week. But the National Weather Service has issued flood warnings today for parts of Gallatin, Madison, Jefferson, Broadwater, Park, and Sweetgrass counties. Forecaster Joe Lester says the rain is letting up across the region, but the high snowpack at the mountaintops remains a concern.
There's still a lot of snow above 8,000-9,000 feet, so a lot of that snow below that elevation has come out, but there's still, you know, those highest elevations still have quite a bit of snow water yet. And so, yeah, we're going to see the snow melt continue, temperatures, and generally above normal through next week.
The National Weather Service is predicting the Gallatin River will stay high for the remainder of this week, likely peaking at nearly 9.3 feet at Logan. That's just above flood stage. Belgrade also has had reports of some flooding on the Gallatin River. Steve Shadley, YPR News.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock is approving a plan to build new trails, fishing access sites, and other recreational features along the Yellowstone River to make up for damages from a 2011 ExxonMobil Corporation pipeline spill. The 63,000-gallon oil spill into a river near Laurel damaged thousands of acres along an 85-mile stretch of the famous waterway. Exxon, in 2016, agreed to pay $12 million for environmental damages, including about $2.3 million for lost recreational opportunities. After a year of battling federal regulations, a Montana hemp farmer has a contract to use federally controlled water for irrigation. The Independent Record reports Kim Phillips received the contract today, just days before she needed to plant her crop. The State Department of Agriculture authorized her crop last year under Montana's Industrial Hemp Pilot Program, which was created under the 2014 Farm Bill. However, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation prohibited her from using federally controlled water from Canyon Ferry Reservoir. Steve Daines, an area manager for the Bureau of Reclamation, said today, Phillips' crop meets a Farm Bill exemption. Two county commissioners from central Montana are charged with making a false police report after alleging a resident assaulted one of them. Musselshell County Commissioners Robert Gauffinier and Thomas Berry each face a misdemeanor charge for telling police in February that Gauffinier had been shoved by a man at the courthouse. However, court records say video shows Gauffinier pushed the man away from his chamber door. Berry says he plans to plead not guilty. Gauffinier declined to comment. I'm Rosie Costin.